Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some Bloke. You deserve it.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of worth. Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You get 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Clutstars, how are we?
Good, how are you?
Good, mate. Yeah, I'm doing good. Listen, I know you're on my side of the pond right now, so fucking shout out that. I hope Vegas is crazy. But anyways, it's that Canadian fucker calling back again. Just another piss for the baggy green. I'm dying for this thing. Anyways, here we go. The stage fright is deadly. Hold on, it's just not going away. I'm sorry, boys. Holy fuck, it's really bad right now. All right. I can't even hang up the phone. Fuck.
Bloody brilliant. Beers.
Yeah, good thanks.
Bloody brilliant.
Beers. Blowing the froth off.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's Klutz. I'm Darcy. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you're more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And Klutzy, fuck, it's good to be back.
Oh, it is. We're back at the Caxton Hotel. It's nice to be in these great, great halls.
It is.
Fuck yeah.
This is our Blowing the Froth Off podcast where we hear from you guys, the frothy. So if you want to get in touch, give us a call, leave us a message. You can do that by calling 07-3103-3389 or hitting the link in our Instagram or TikTok bio. How you feeling, Klutzy?
Getting there. I was fucking ratchet this morning.
Yep. We're about 24 hours post getting home, I guess.
Yeah, we arrived back in I got back to my house at probably 1 p.m.
Yep.
So it's a bit over 24 hours since that. And yep. Yeah, I just feel fucked.
How'd you sleep last night?
Like a baby.
Yep, me too.
Like a baby.
Felt like I was only asleep for 15 minutes, but it was closer to 15 hours than 15 fuck. Minutes.
It's crazy shit.
But we're back from Vegas, back at the CACO. What a place. Slowly returning back to normal. And if you're listening to this, happy Monday. Good news. We've got some merch on sale.
Fucking oath we do. If you want to get your hands on the official podcast shirt of the year, the combined experience, combined 8 years experience now in podcasting, I know that's a massive achievement. Some people might wonder why we've gone with combined 8 years experience. Well, we're just playing into the world of real estate.
That's it.
Because those cunts think you can just put combined experience on anything and it's good. So we're basically the same.
We're living, breathing proof that 8 years combined experience can get you anywhere. If you dream big and fart loud, you might find your way to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. The amount of people that actually came up to you asking about the dream big, fart loud thing was so funny. The old bird at the airport, people at Alcatraz as well. Like yep. Just... So good.
I actually wore it home on the plane and I went to do a piss halfway through the flight and one of the flight attendants down the end was like, what does your shirt say? And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm in a world of hurt right now. Yeah. I prefer not to explain this to you. It's definitely a showstopper. So if you're keen to cop one, head to bloodybrilliantbeers.shop. It is a pre-sale, so they'll take a little bit longer to get to you than normal, but as it's the membership for 2024, we didn't want anyone missing out.
Exactly.
They dropped on Friday, so thanks to anyone who's already copped, and they'll continue to be on sale till Friday, 6 p.m. this week. So.
That's it, guys. So, yeah, once again, thank you to everyone that's thinking about copping one. It does mean a lot to us. It means we can do what we are doing for you. So, yeah, if you want to support the pod, get on there, jump a shirt, and, yeah, we can all wear them and... dream big and fart loud proudly together.
There's a bloke who actually posted today in the Frothies group. So if you're listening to this, it was a few days, well, Friday, saying that he had the most worn combined 6 years experience shirt. So it'd be interesting to see if there's anyone down there with a more worn shirt. I don't know how you could prove it, but he said he's worn it most days. So
that's good.
Currently give it to him.
Saying what his water bill must be fucked.
Yeah. Before we kick off this episode, I wanted to give a special shout out to the anonymous Frothy from last week who told the story about the finger up the do it. I think that was last week, maybe the week before.
Yeah.
He has broken a world record of number of speak pipes consecutively in a row.
Really?
I get an email every time someone sends a speak pipe and I went to like listen to them all for this week and I was like, fuck, there's so many. This bloke, there's a one... Sorry, just waiting for Clutzy to fart there. I knew he had the look in his eyes.
Yeah.
There's a 1:30 cap on the speak pipes. He hit 13. He was just so blind. And after about five of them, I was like, I'm not going to listen to any more of these because he was just rambling. And every time I was like clicking on them all to make sure it was him. So he goes, don't play that last one. Don't play that last one. And then he goes the next one. Don't play that last one. So he had 13 minutes. Oh, no, 1:30 is what?
So
10.
How many did you say that
15
were?
Minutes. 15. 10 and then 1:30. So, yeah, 15 minutes straight of speak pipes. Just wanted to give him a shout out. Because
so
none of them made the cut.
Must be so fucking blind.
Yep. But shout out to him. Let's get stuck straight into the first call that did make the cut.
Cool.
Hey, if it isn't the Shag Nasties and the Nasty Shags, how are we, boys? It's your favourite Pom here.
Hello,
just
Matthew.
Thought I'd tell you about my Saturday night. So I'm out on the beers with the lads, you know, beers are flowing. I'm on top form. The birds are loving it. I end up getting a little bit lucky. So about this last absolute rocket, okay? And we're in the bedroom, it's going well. And she goes, do you do a little bit of role play? I was like, fucking go for it. You know, stick on a nurse outfit, stick on a Princess Leia outfit. Let's fucking have a go, shall we? She gets up, she picks up this stuff, she walks out of the room. She comes back in and she's dressed like a police officer. Oh my Lord, lads. Jaw at the floor sort of thing. So she comes over to me and she goes, I'm arresting you on suspicion of being good in bed. 2 minutes later, all charges were dropped due to lack of evidence. Oh, anyway, Clutzy, keep doing what you're doing. Darcy, fuck yourself. See you later, boys. Miss you both.
Oh, fuck, Maddie, miss you too.
Oh,
that's fucking gold.
Mate.
I was going to say, of course that's a joke because there's no way that cunt picks up anything.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know that guy's telling a lie when he's talking about getting a root.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Oh, fucking hell. What a cracker. We do miss you quite a bit, Matthew Berbeck, so let us know when you're moving back to the country.
Yeah.
We need him over here.
We do.
If there's any rugby teams.
Yeah, if there's any, if you work at a school that needs a rugby coach or something like that, like this dude's a legitimately good rugby coach like, as well.
Exeter City?
Exeter Chiefs.
Exeter Chiefs is who he coaches for, so he's like a genuine fucking
does like the
superstar rugby the 18s
coach. 18s and 19s and stuff there, plus helps out at schools and shit. So if anyone's got a hookup that works at a school that could give a Pommy bloke a coaching gig in Australia, that would be fucking awesome. Yeah. Genuinely reach out to us because we've been trying to help him get one. Yeah, this could become the new Seek.
Yep, exactly right.
But yeah, we need
in
to get him.
Because we don't want that cunt anywhere near us.
Oh, fuck.
No, just kidding.
Yeah, definitely kidding. We want him. Yeah, we want him here.
Yeah,
he could become a regular guest on the pod then.
Oh, the fucking camera stopped. Sorry, some technical difficulties there with our camera. I don't know what the fuck is happening. But yeah, shout out to Matty Burbick. And if anyone needs a rugby coach, please let us know.
Please.
Hello, Clutch. And most probably Dark. It's the Ford Falcon fuckwit. I'm in the Falcon. And guess what? By default, I've been a fuckwit. I am the most hungover man alive. Call me Slim. Because I am fucking dusty. Last night, I was reminded why Brisbane is one of the cities of all time. I was brought back by one of the greatest joys that Brisbane has to offer. I pissed right on a fucking city cat. Holy fuck, there is nothing better. You're blind as fuck. You can barely stand up. The only thing keeping your alive is that little bit of breeze. You tap your go-kart, it's got a negative balance. Fella's like, nah, mate, just jump on. You're all good. You sit up on the fucking front, get that wind in your face, and just go, fuck! It is good to be a fucking Queenslander! I'm now going to go drink about 400 fucking Ice Long Blacks. Ford Falcon forever. Commodore never. And get fucked.
Did he say he's going to go drink Ice Long Blacks?
Yeah, 400 Ice Long Blacks. Like, he needs to wake up is what he's trying to say. Holy fuck.
Okay. I thought he was getting him confused with Long Island Iced Teas.
No, that would be so funny if he was, though. There is something about a city cat, isn't there?
Yeah, fucking oath, man. Have you ever been on one piss? They are very good fun. Nah, they're very good fun.
I have to do that soon.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon it'd be funner than being on those fucking, the Manly Ferry.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
City Cats fucking fly as
well.
Yeah,
they do. They hum.
And what else I love about the City Cat is that they're branded in our city spot.
Teams. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't get that in Manly, like, in Sydney.
What do you get? Brisbane Bullets, Brisbane Heat, Brisbane Lions, Brisbane Broncos and Bandits? Queensland fucking Reds. And the Brisbane Bandits.
Our favourite baseball team.
Yeah. One of the best baseball teams in the world.
Yep. Actually, we should give a quick nod to as well. We've received a little package today and we got back to the Caco.
Yep.
From Greeny the Pom, who you might remember we mentioned was sending over a little care package from the Warrington Wolves. Now, we'll probably detail it a bit more in our sports show on Thursday, but you might be able to see this little bar runner we've got here. You know what I just thought of, Klutz?
What?
Fitting that we've gone with the Wires, the Warrington Wolves, because blue and gold, that's like our old school colours.
Old school colours,
I only thought about it when I saw the jersey. I was like, fuck, this could be an old school
jersey.
Makes
perfect sense.
It does. But shout out to the Ford Falcon fuckwit. If you like rugby league football and are a Queenslander, I would recommend just taking a screenshot of whatever device you're listening to this on right now and listening to this timestamp before the next Origin game about being pissed
on a city
cat and it'll really get you pumped up.
Fucking oath. that's so fucking funny.
Falcon fuckwit. Let's move on.
Yeah. How's it going, boys?
Good ball. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Melbourne Maggot calling in again. Just had a bit of bloke math with the missus last night. And I too dabble in the fantastic sport of golf. And I recently upgraded my putter. And she's like, oh, how much did it cost? And I'm like, oh, $450. But that's expensive. I said, well, no, not really. It's bloke math. And she goes, oh, what do you mean? And I said, well, I'm going to sell my old one for like $300. So really, I've only spent $150 on this brand new butter. And she said, you're a fucking idiot. Anyway, that's my little yarn, but like that. jibs in your cheeks. Give them fucking boobs.
Love the way you're thinking.
Yeah, without to be disrespectful, I think your wife's the fucking idiot in this instance. My missus literally has the same sort of thinking with stuff. Say she went and bought a dress a couple of months ago and it was like spend X amount of dollars and you get like a fair amount back, you know, gift card.
Yep.
And it was fucking expensive dress.
Yep.
And I think she got, I think it was like a $500 dress or something.
Yep.
Got a $150, $200
car. Yeah.
So she's like, I only spent $300 on it.
It checks out.
And I was like giggling and she's like, but it's true. I was like, yeah, but it's just such a funny way to look at it.
But I think this guy needs to take it a step further when he's talking about his math because like agree that that's the price he has got it for, but you need to go a step further. You can make that 150 back as well. Like that new putter's probably going to take a few strokes off each round, which is the equivalent of what, like 8 weeks worth of lessons.
Yeah.
$100 a lesson. Like there's $800.
So you're actually making money.
Yeah. You're all of a sudden you're up $650 for buying your new putter.
Fucking hell. So then when he upgrades the driver,
Did
the bloke could be making so much money.
It sounds like
he
needs a full new set of clubs.
Yeah, that's what I reckon as well. I like that.
Start get yourself a full new set of clubs and then print money. Every time you play, you'll be printing money.
Such a good idea. Plus, like when you think about it, like it only costs the more you use it. The more you get back as well.
Exactly right. Per putt. Think about it per putt.
Yep. Holy fuck.
The other thing is like, I'm assuming you play golf on the weekend. Book yourself in for an early session. Stay off the beers the night before. There you go. Save yourself another $200.
Yeah, fuck. That's such a good idea.
There's so many ways you can make money off playing golf.
Yeah, there is. So everyone should go out there and do it.
Exactly right. And if you need us to justify any of your habits, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. And we could go do a full breakdown and analysis of the costs of...
And you can show it to your partner or your parents or
I wouldn't even say it's the cost. It's the monetary gains that you get from
doing what you love.
Things. Yeah.
And doing what you love.
Fucking nice. That's like the way I look at it. It's the same like with Lego building, for example.
Yeah.
If I get a decent set, that's going to take me a couple of hours. That's a couple of hours off the beers on
exactly
a weekend.
Exactly right.
So that means, you know, I'm probably saving like a couple $100.
What's a couple of hours? Like that's, you go see a movie. So like you'd save on a movie ticket. No popcorn, no slushy. Like boom. Got to drive your car there. Petrol, rego, insurance.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking awesome.
Adds up.
It does.
Going
it
to the
does
movies
add
up. So if you can stay home and build a bit of Lego.
Yeah. Don't have to use petrol. Don't have to use anything. It's
exactly
fucking good.
Right. Exactly right. Let's move on.
Ings, Klutz, and Klutz's little sister, Das. How are you?
Good, boy. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. String bean calling in, boys. It's been a minute. But I thought I might have come up with an idea for a segment for you. Now, this segment is called Am I an Arsehole and or Cunt? So, to set the stage... Had an early start today, so I was up at 4:30. It's also my birthday. Climbed out of bed, walked into the kitchen. As I walked into the kitchen, reach around, turn the light on without looking. Lights open up, and my missus has gotten up during the night and set up a big display of balloons saying, happy birthday. She's got a bottle of whiskey on the table for me, a couple of packets of my favourite chips and snacks, and also a lovely written out card. So I sat there, I had my morning coffee, got ready for the day. As I've done all that, ready to get up and start getting ready, I've turned around to walk out of the kitchen and turn the light off. And as I've reached for the light, I've seen a massive fucking Southern Cross spider sitting there and it scared the shit out of me. And I just left the cunt. I turned the light off, went and got dressed and went to work. Now, should I have gotten rid of the spider or did I do the right thing? Am I an arsehole? You tell me. Thanks, fellas.
Spiders move quickly.
Yep.
We've had plenty of spiders in our place. Where I'm living now, we have a lot of the, I actually don't know what they're called, but they're fairly big out in the gardens. I think they might be like, not huntsmen. They might be bigger huntsmen. I'm not sure. But I know the girls are petrified of them.
Yep, they're terrifying.
It's like sometimes I chuck them outside, but other times I'm just, like there was one in the garage. I was like, he's not harming anyone.
He's not harming anyone.
It's not harming anything. It keeps other bugs and shit away.
He's not going to bite anyway. I don't actually know what a Southern Cross spider is, but assume they don't bite.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck it.
Like, really? Everyone, like, someone actually asked us this in America. Like, is there really heaps of... Oh, it was fucking...
Yeah, it was the karaoke. Yeah, the karaoke bike. the conservationist. Met this the fellow that was running karaoke.
We've got to set the scene. I think we talked about it. The place we stayed was fucking
was
pretty
fucking
shit.
Crazy. Yeah, but awesome.
But awesome as well, yeah. It was almost like an old rundown RSL.
Yeah. So it was Thursday night. And they had karaoke there from 8 till 12. So we've gone, we're doing the karaoke. No one was getting up and about. We were chatting to the bloke, and then everyone started doing karaoke. Got really good. And then we were chatting to the bloke afterwards, and he asked where we're from. And he was saying how previous to living in Vegas, he was a wildlife. He's got like a
conservation.
Yeah, wildlife warrior. Conservation. Like, he loves it. His idol growing up was Steve Irwin. All this sort of shit. And he's always wanted to come to Australia to do wildlife conservation. So,
and we reckon he could not be further from it in the Oyo Hotel and Casino doing fucking karaoke on Thursday night.
The only thing, like, you'd see some absolute creatures, but they're not the creatures that he wants to help conserve.
Yeah, absolutely not.
But he was a fucking awesome dude. Yeah, I was chatting to him for ages, and he's like, I need to know, like, is it true, like, you've got spiders, cockroaches, bugs, like, all that sort of shit? Because over there, we didn't encounter many bugs at all.
At all, not even, like, flies or fucking ants or anything.
And the only flies we did encounter, actually, was on the barge back from Alcatraz. And I caught the same one four times.
Very slow moving.
Very, very slow moving.
But what I was going to say before I said that was, have you ever heard of anyone who's actually been bitten by a spider? Like...
Yeah, a couple of people, but it's like a very once in rare. A blue moon sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't.
For all the spiders we've got here, no one gets bitten by them. But no, I don't think you're an arsehole.
No, not at all. Fuck it.
Spiders are terrifying. One of my great fears. I hate spiders.
And like, I'm assuming if we haven't heard much else, the wife didn't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I mean. Spiders move.
But, and also, that's as you said, spiders do move. She's not going to walk in and go, oh, he's left that in here for me. She's been none the wiser.
Exactly.
Might have walked in 2 seconds ago.
That's fucking fine.
You could have told her you chased it out anyway and it came back. How are we to know? I think play on.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a phobia of them, because I know I do.
It's funny he said that, because I was thinking about having a similar sort of segment the other day. This morning, actually, I was going through Facebook. And this bloke's put something up being like, am I an arsehole? And essentially, he's from Connecticut, I think he said, and he's working over in Singapore or wherever. Where the fuck did Taylor Swift go to play? Singapore or Thailand
Everywhere,
or something recently? Yeah. Whatever Asian country she went to after Australia. He's working there and he's been away for a while, and he organised for his missus. He got tickets for them to the Taylor Swift concert, paid for flights and accommodation for her to come over and see him and all this hectic stuff. And then not long before she was meant to come over, she was like, oh, we're gonna break up after this trip.
Oh, what?
And he was like, what the fuck do you mean? She's like, well, I can't do long distance, this is so fucked. So like, we'll have 10 days of, oh yeah, this will be whatever, happy couples, and then we're done after that. So he's like, am I an arsehole because I then cancelled the accommodation, cancelled flights, and took her ticket back?
Absolutely not.
And everyone was like, fuck no. And he's like, oh, she complained heaps, so I gave her the ticket back. But that was it. But she didn't, she couldn't afford to go to anything, so took it back again and sold it. And everyone was like, no, cunt.
Yeah.
There's no way you're an arsehole in that situation.
Yeah. Like, if you're spending money on your significant other because you want to and you're in a relationship, that's beautiful. But if they don't want a part of it, then why the fuck should you be spending your money?
Tell them to fucking get hit for six, cunt.
Get a job, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Or simply fuck off.
Simply fuck off. She must like stats and analysis.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
lads. It's the Hindley Street Hooligan here. How are you boys doing?
Good, Mr. Hooligan.
Yeah,
no, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I just want to address something. Got a message actually the other day privately. Someone called me a podcast slut because I go around to all the bodies and call in, and my calls usually make it. I just wanted to just put it out there, you know, like, without these potties, I would probably not even be here. You know, it's amazing what you two boys do, the Alpha Blokes do, you know, the Two Flogs, Knuckles, and all the other podcasts out there, you know. You're definitely battling a lot of head noise, like, you're helping the communities, and it's just fucking unreal, you know. A fucking yarn of mine, first yarn ever made on Alpha Blokes, and I won a hat, you know. That's just fucking crazy. And, you know, I get featured on your potty a lot, and I get featured on the Two Flogs a lot. But, you know, I love every single podcast, especially you lads. I'm keen for when I come up to Breezy. I'd love to catch up, have a fucking few beers, and, yeah, nah, fucking love your work, and I love everyone on the potty and in the community. Sad yourselves, boys.
I did see something about this in the froth chat the other day. I don't think there's anything, like, you can't call someone a podcast slut.
Nah.
You know what I mean? I think it's great that you get around all the podcasts. We appreciate every one of our listeners, and we actively encourage everyone to go out and listen to other podcasts.
And pretty much every podcast we've ever had dealings with has done the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, one's against each other.
Fuck no. Everyone works together, and it's fucking awesome.
It gets around each other.
When you can have people that listen to other podcasts, obviously listen to, you know, listen to us, listen to Alpha, listen to Two Flogs, listen to Knuckles, Hello Sport. The list goes on and on. Like, Bloke, all those fellas. Like, they're literally fucking listen to as many as you can.
Yep.
It's an up-and-coming sort of industry. It's fucking cool.
Get around everyone, having
and
a crack.
That's it. And as you said, mate, like, we're out there helping people delete a bit of head noise, as the Alpha Blokes would put it. We're just here to have a chat, have a yarn, and if people are enjoying it and it helps, that's fucking awesome.
Yep, exactly.
That's
right.
Fucking,
I think the perfect
awesome
example of it is the Podcast Royale.
Yeah.
You know, TV, radio, all the stations are against each other. We're fucking all coming together to make something that's bigger than anything that's ever been on TV and radio.
Fucking oath.
That might be a big call. Bigger
than anything. The fastest selling boxing fight in Australian history.
According to Knuckles.
Yeah.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't ask questions you don't want
to. We actually had someone who is in a place who would know verify that for us. He said you might actually be right there. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I think being a podcast slut is encouraged.
It's fucking awesome. I don't get to listen to as many as what I did when I was driving around now.
Still
as
do,
a plumber,
though.
Still get to listen to some. But the thing was, is that let's say our episode goes for 40 minutes in a day, and I'm driving fucking 2 hours. I've got to have something else.
Yeah.
And if I can't be fuck listening to some radio host who fucking harps on about absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And then repeat segments.
Plays the same songs over and over again.
Plays the same fucking songs. That's what I think the beauty of a podcast is. Like, you can fucking listen to whatever you... If you enjoy us, you're obviously listening back to back because you fucking enjoy what we're saying.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you can just fucking turn it off and go to another one.
Yeah, exactly right. It's simple.
So... And I don't know, I prefer listening to podcasts if I'm driving as opposed to music, because I've listened to the music so many times.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same.
So, no, appreciate you, Hindley Street Hooligan, for getting around all of them. And credit to you for featuring in all the pods, because obviously what you're calling up with is funny
shit. Pure gold.
And good stuff. So
keep it coming, bro.
Keep it coming, big ooze.
Let's move on.
Lads, how are you now?
Good, how are you?
Not so bad. Kind cockhead here again. Got another skit for the week. Heard it on another podcast my missus listens to. I think it was like the morning shift. How do you spell a sniff? Like, how do you spell that? I heard it 3 days ago, and it's been keeping me up for hours every night, and I can't handle it and need expert opinions. Also, the Bunnies, do you think they've got the most secondary fans? Like, when you take into consideration Vegas last week, everyone that I talked to that wasn't a Manly fan and wasn't a Bunnies fan was going for the Bunnies. So, like, are they everyone's, like, second team if they're not versing their team? I don't know. What's your thoughts? Catch up.
This question's coming at a very dangerous time.
Yeah, it has. Our group chat was going off about it the other day.
I was laying in bed this morning listening to all these calls, and my first thought was like to start up with a PH. But then I was like, no, that's a bit different. And then I was like, how does that sound different? And it just put me in a head noise hole that I'd only just pulled myself out of.
Yeah, no,
Vegas.
I'm going to have a look here. How do you spell?
Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
It's almost, I think it starts with S, like sniff.
Yeah. How would you
spell
a sniff?
I feel like I'm just sniffling into the microphone now, which is horrible.
How do you spell out the sound of a sniff? Oh my God.
It's almost like sniff. S-N-I-F. That's why it's called sniff. See, I feel like there's a P in there.
Yeah, I feel like there's a PH or like.
Yeah.
I keep thinking an F, but.
Maybe.
F-N-I-F-F?
F-N. Fniff. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I. Yeah, but. It's honestly been fucking with my head as well. I chose not to read too much into it because
of the place I was
knew
in.
Exactly where I'm going now with it. Second part to that, I think everyone just has like, you can't really hate the bunnies.
No.
Hard to hate the bunnies.
Lots of tradition.
Yeah, one of the oldest clubs, they were gone and they came back.
Yep.
Like there's some cool history.
Some really good players that play there as well.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Play a tough brand of footy.
Yep.
Always pretty good, like there or thereabouts, or have been since a while ago.
They've been slightly on the decline of recent years, so we'll see what happens there with Jason Demetrio. If he keeps his gig, there has been chatter I've seen that if they go 0-3 to start the season, his head's on the block.
There you go.
Because they've obviously lost to Manly, and then their next games are Roosters and Broncos, or Broncos then Roosters.
Yep.
So, fucked.
Yep.
But,
great fan base. Like they always get around them.
Yeah, they've always got people there. It always got a lot of support for the bunnies. And
I also think that like that red and green stripe is iconic. Like I know every club has their colours, but like the Broncos jersey, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's you show any Broncos jersey from any year and they're all different. Whereas South Sydney, obviously different jerseys, but it's always red and green striped. Like it's fucking cool. Yeah.
My like favourite was the TV Week Logies, I think. Pretty sure it was the TV Week.
He's like sponsor. Yeah, I think it's a magazine.
Yeah.
Who also sponsored the Logies.
Which was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was one of the best jerseys.
So shout out to the Bunnies. I hope you get pumped by the Broncos whenever you play them, which I think might be next week. This week if you're listening to this. Let's move on.
Clutch Stars, how are we?
Good ball. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. Listening to that Canadian fucker who called in, took the piss last week. Like the actual piss, not like taking the piss. Anyways, so you guys are over here. You guys went to a San Jose Sharks, New Jersey Devils game.
Yeah.
Look, if you guys have any feelings about hockey after watching that, just know those are two of the shittest teams in the NHL right now. So if you want to come back over, maybe while you're in Vegas, you go see a Vegas Golden Knights game, something along those lines. I just don't want to taint the reputation of hockey for you guys forever. Anyways, G's and Cheeks, hope you guys have a good time over here on the fucking North American islands. Love yous. Bye.
What were your thoughts on hockey?
So, I've been to hockey games before. I did a bit more research before we went to it, and I was like, oh, okay, San Jose are trying to choke for the number one pick.
Yep.
So, I knew it probably wasn't going to be the best game. It was still good. There was still some decent highlights and stuff. It's a fucking phenomenal sport to watch. They're always on the go. But I was comparing it to some of the games I watched last time I was over in the States. Right. And like when a team's good or you got two teams playing against each other, it's
hectic.
So fucked.
Because
like they never miss the puck. It's just... Oh, it's fucking awesome.
I think, and you would have heard me say this a couple of times to people over the week away, Josh, but like the shit thing about it was the home team got smashed.
Yeah.
So the crowd was pretty flat.
Yeah.
But like other than that, my view on it was it would have just been better if the crowd was into it. Like when San Jose scored, and they might have scored first or leveled it up at 1-1 or whatever. First
and it was like fucking
crazy. This is sick. And it was like obviously six sports, six stadiums, so all that. Even them like coming out through the Shark and stuff. Yep. Like it was mad. I fucking loved it.
What I love about it, and what I love about American sports, is how they interact with their fans.
Yep.
But they had like a little kid down on the ice and they gave him some blind goggles.
Yeah.
And he had to walk on the ice to find the shark. And if he found the shark in a minute and a half, he got a fucking jersey, like a signed jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing all that shit. They got the mascot up in the crowd. Yep. They're like giving away free shit all the time. It was fucking awesome.
Oh my God. Fuck yeah. You didn't even break sentence then. That was very impressive.
Had to keep going.
Sorry if Clutch's fart didn't make it through.
That's all right. Yeah, so obviously, like, wasn't the greatest game to go to, but it's still sick. Like,
I fucking loved it.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Never have to do a Canada trip and go to a...
Yeah, it was very different as well this time around because they had one of their star players from San Jose got traded to the Devils last year.
Yep.
And he played like eight seasons, 450 games or something, which is crazy when you say that, hey, 8 years, 450 games. Yeah, like, it shows how many games they played.
Yeah,
well,
we went on like a Tuesday night, was it? Yeah.
Yeah. So they did like a big tribute video to him because it was his first time back in San Jose.
Yeah.
He's some Swedish bloke and he had an assist. He might have scored. Yeah, everyone was going crazy for it.
Yep.
Which is very different to over here because I know we don't really trade players.
Yeah.
But when you're, if you've had a player that's done something for your club and they fuck off, most of the time it's fuck you.
Yeah, but if they came back.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what? Most of the time, the crowd's against them.
Yeah, 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 true.
Particularly if they've just left. But I think, like, in American sports, because of the trade.
Yeah, that's just not so taboo to, like, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's say the Bronx went down to South. This might be a bit different because everyone loves Adam Reynolds. But there'd be a shit ton of South people that'd be like, fuck that, Reno.
See, I reckon if Reno re-signed for Souths and went back.
Oh, it'd be the best thing ever.
That's what I mean. So that's happy. What this guy did. He left and came back.
No, he hasn't left and come back. He was on the other team.
Oh, I thought you said that he traded to them and then came back.
No. It was his first trip back as an opposition player.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant he played for the opposition.
No.
Like played for the Sharks, then played for the opposition and then came back. Now I'm following.
Yeah, you know, so he's now playing, but they... Like no one was booing him or no one was against him because he got traded.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Let's move on. Short and sharp one here.
This one is brought to you by the new Domino's Smokehouse range.
Oh my God.
Was that guy in our hotel room in Vegas? Because I was hearing plenty of that the whole trip.
Holy fuck, that is quite funny.
That is quite funny.
Fucking hell. I don't know what to say to that. That's so good.
Let's move forward then. Two to go.
Hey boys, Mark After Dark here. Just got a scat thought of the week. So I was in the public shitter, blowing me back out. I was sitting there looking at the hand dryer and like, so I'll just destroy this thing. I'm going to go wash my hands and then I'm going to use this fucking big blower that is sucking up all my shit fumes and shit particles out of the air to dry my hands off. Fucking got me rattled. Had me that rattled up, washed my hands and walked out and fucking left me phone sitting on the fucking sink in there. Jeeps in your cheeks, don't piss the sheets. Darcy play game on the wing. Catcher.
This could be an indication of where I'm at personally after our trip away.
Yeah.
But I, at first, didn't think that the air coming out of a hand dryer was sucked from the room that
it
was in.
I didn't think it was.
But then I was like, where does it come from then?
I thought it was just a fan that pushes it. Like internally, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be the air that was in the room?
Yeah, but like where does the air go into the... air conditioning unit. There's not a vent on it.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, there must be a vent on it.
Let's have a look.
Because straight away, I was like, it blows air out. Like, it doesn't. Yeah. But then I was like, wait, where does it blow the air from?
Do hand dryers suck in air? Many of the newer hand dryers have HEPA filters in them. So the air coming out of the hand dryers is cleaner than the air going into them.
There you go.
Those without the filters are circulating the air that you're already breathing in the restroom. There are no dirtier than paper towels, which are sitting in the same air. Fuck, that's such a fair point as well.
So if it's an old hand dryer, it probably doesn't have a filter, so it is just blowing.
Yeah, I do get that. I have also backed the poo particles straight into water, so.
Yeah, that's true. With them, why can you smell it?
Well, because it's just stinky.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's stinky because there's poo particles
in the air. But what I'm saying is the majority of it is in the water because isn't like a water particle's heavier than an air particle, therefore it keeps it.
Yeah. And like,
just don't fucking wig out over drying your fucking hands, cunt. It's basically what I'm getting at.
It's also no dirtier than the fucking underpants and also, pants you're currently wearing.
Exactly. Dude, or any surface in that thing that you're touching. Yeah. Like, I don't know, just wipe your hands on your fucking pants then.
Yeah, exactly. Ring them out. Yeah. Shake them.
I don't know, just hand blow them.
Final call. Let's move on.
Hello, Clutch. And more likely than not, also Dust. This is the fucking job of the Falcon. I'm not in the Falcon. Go for a jog. I've never done this in my life. I'm on the old foot Falcons. The Subaru, just so inclined. And just thought of a good bit of advice me Nan told me not too long ago. If you ever get into a fight with a cunt with flip-flops, just be careful. You know, that cunt ain't gonna fucking run anywhere. I'm having exceptional heart palpitations. Ford Falcon forever. Tommy or never. And get fucked.
Sounds like he was running in thongs.
Yeah, fucking oath. That's
good motto to live by.
So, hey, I sort of didn't catch the end of that. So, his grandma said, don't get in a fight with someone with thongs.
Because they're not going any, they're not running away.
Fuck, I always run in thongs.
Do you?
Fuck. Man,
you don't run.
Yeah, fuck.
When's the last time you ran in thongs?
Dude, I always go sprinting around in thongs.
Well, what?
It's easy.
When do you run in thongs?
Just whenever I feel the urge. Can you not run in thongs?
Not as good as I can run in running shoes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like people do run in thongs.
Yeah,
you can run away normally in thongs.
Yeah.
I get where she's coming from, but it's like,
if a bloke's happy to pick a fight with you in a pair of thongs, there's a good chance he can throw them. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, fair.
Because he knows he doesn't have to leg it.
Yeah.
Whereas if there's a bloke,
I get it, but I'm just saying people do run in thongs.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, it's a weird one to die on there, Clutzy.
Yeah. That's, yeah, fuck, whatever. That's end the fucking podcast. Go fuck yourselves, I'm out.
That's all we got time for. We'll be back on Wednesday. Probably at close to 100% brain capacity, maybe.
Fuck no, closer I've never than had now. 100% brain capacity.
Closer than now, though, for sure.
If you're saying you've ever had 100% brain capacity, you're completely kidding yourself. I've seen you try and spell and also get words out.
Yeah.
And it's been very interesting.
Closer than now, though.
Yeah.
Way closer than now.
Yeah.
See you Wednesday.
Bye. The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now the code is BBB. B, there's four Bs. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK, which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off using that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.